This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Nightcap Extra. Paul Lyhander and Lindsey Brown with you here on this breaking news for this Wednesday. A strange, strange way to start the day for the Vegas Golden Knights, coming off their fourth straight loss. And they make a change, firing Gerard Gallant and Mike Kelly. Lindsey, your initial reaction waking up to this news?
Well, I think everybody was a little surprised when they rolled out of bed at about 7:30 this morning. Or at least that's when I did. And waking up within minutes, just seeing this news come out. Obviously, the Golden Knights are on the East Coast, so there's the time difference to consider. But yeah, I don't think anybody really saw this move being made at this particular point. Now, I'm not surprised that they've decided to part ways with Coach Gerard Gallant. But it's just in terms of how quickly this kind of all came together. But in terms of the way the team is playing, the way the division is stacking up, and the Stanley Cup aspirations that they have as a team, something needed to change. And the easiest change you can make in season is by making a coaching change without completely rocking the boat a little bit too much.
The Golden Knights weren't below that line, but now find themselves, instead of being the front runner, find themselves in the middle of the pack. And to pull themselves out of the middle of the pack, General Manager Kelly McCrimmon has turned the page and turned the reins over to Peter DeBoer.
Of all people.
Which, again, when he spoke to the media not too long ago, talked about how this had come together relatively quick in the last 24 hours, yet told the media there wasn't one real specific thing. He just had this feeling that change might be needed, and that change now is Peter DeBoer, of course, who Vegas Golden Knight fans will realize was behind the bench of their hated San Jose Sharks, and now they're going to have to love him up.
Yeah, and he was on that bench, you know, all four contests versus the Golden Knights, I think, but at least in those early wins against the Sharks. And Pierre DeBoer is being brought into the Golden Knights purely because of his familiarity with the Pacific Division. Obviously has made two trips to the Stanley Cup Final, once with the Sharks, once with the New Jersey Devils in 2011 and 2012. So you're getting a very experienced, a very well-respected, very well-liked coach in the NHL. It was just, I don't know if this all happened in 24 hours.
Right.
I don't know if that's really true.
A surprise for us, but
yeah.
You're thinking about it. And again, the timeline doesn't quite line up in terms of at least the explanation. But the explanation is Peter's a good coach. Teams are prepared. He's been to two cup finals, obviously, with the Devils and the Sharks. So he has that postseason experience. But again, a guy who was let go earlier this season by a team that was struggling comes to a new team that was struggling. That move surprises me completely. Like, this was the change that needed to be made while you're on a road trip trying to, you know, get back over your skis, so to speak.
Well, you just said the key words right there. The teams are prepared. And the Golden Knights have really struggled in the first period and to start games over this four-game losing streak. But in general, they haven't been a great first-period team. And clearly, it was just the new voice was needed. And Kelly McCrimmon said their lack of recent success and just underperformance this season isn't laid all at the feet of Coach Gallant. But as I said earlier, the easiest thing you can do in season when you're in the NHL, dealing with guaranteed contracts, dealing with salary cap issues, this is the easiest change you can make to try to shock this team back into submission, basically, or at least getting them back to playing the game that has allowed them to find so much success so early as an expansion franchise.
A Nightcap Extra for you here. Paul Lyhander, Lindsey Brown, who hosts the Nightcap every Monday night on CBS Sports Radio 1140. The Golden Knights making a coaching change, naming Peter DeBoer the head coach, and now we say goodbye to Gallant and Kelly. Mike Kelly's job will stay open right now until DeBoer gets in position. McCrimmon saying proactively, this is what was needed. And they find themselves, again, in that unique position because we are just shy of the trade deadline.
Sure.
We are in the middle of a playoff chase trying to get themselves back into the top echelon of the conference. But is this the spark that this team truly needed? Or, because I just mentioned trade deadline, again, we're just gut reaction here, Lindsey.
Sure,
what do you think?
Sure.
Is this gonna open up the door to an actual move?
Well, when he uses the word proactively, I don't think he's using it to describe the trade deadline. What I think he's using it to describe is the state of coaching in the NHL this season. We've had a lot of coaching changes this year, and some of them have been for off the ice issues, and some of them have just been purely performance-based, just like Gallant's firing. They were very clear about that this firing was 100% performance-based. But because we've already seen a lot of coaching turnover, because you have teams like Minnesota with Coach Bruce Boudreau, who might find himself without a job, because of Winnipeg might fall off and Paul Maurice might be out of a job. You have these coaches or that could be fired. So basically what I'm thinking the Golden Knights thought, they said, hey, let's do this now. Let's make sure we get our guy and we pick Peter DeBoer, because Peter Laviolette's on the market. Mike Babcock's on the market, even though he's really not a real option. But that's today. Tomorrow, this could be completely different. So for me, the proactivity was making sure that they were getting a coach that was familiar with the division, was familiar with the Golden Knights themselves and the players, and they get that in their selection of Peter DeBoer.
I still think Gallant's move is a surprise to me, and you know, I'm not inside the head of Kelly McCrimmon, obviously, but you still have a track record of success with the Golden Knights. They've made moves to put themselves in positions to make sure that they're in the postseason for a third consecutive year. Yes, there have been some struggles. There have been ups and downs more than I think anybody is used to in terms of the organization and certainly the fans. It's been a roller coaster ride of emotions. But to pull the plug right now at this specific moment, it smells a little fishy to me in terms of desperation. I'm not sure if they had full confidence in Gallant even before this road trip going into season three, going, listen, this move suggests to me that they don't believe he was the guy to take them back to a cup final.
Well, technically, yes, but I just think at the end of the day, when you have coaches in locker rooms for a few seasons, sometimes the messages go stale, and that's not because it's the fault of the coach or the players.
Two and a half years, Lindsay.
I know, but so everybody else is doing this right now. We're seeing this speed up in terms of these shelf lives for NHL coaches. People are getting the pressure's never been greater, and especially with how contentious the division is, how last week, literally a week ago, they were at the top of this division and they find themselves almost on the outside looking in. It just, that's what's creating that urgency. That's what's creating that, because there are other teams that are dealing with that and they're still laying in wait. And so Kelly McCrimmon and the Vegas Golden Knights leadership clearly wanted to nip this in the bud. When we were talking about where our panic meters were at on the nightcap on Monday night, me and Ben Goetz, I was at a 7 or an 8. And not because I didn't think that the Golden Knights didn't have the ability to work themselves back into a good groove. It's just that I didn't know if they were going to be able to do that cohesively across goaltending defensively and offensively in the amount of time that's needed to stay in the race for the Pacific Division. Because just as we said, you could find yourself as the top seed or not making the playoffs at all, and the only difference is a week. So every day matters.
Gallant out, DeBoer in. What do we know about Pete DeBoer? Obviously a track record of success, but what's he going to bring differently to the table? I'm assuming he's going to want to shake things up pretty quickly just to make his stamp on this team. But understanding that, again, he's a player's coach, so he's got to find an incredible balance between doing what is needed to get this team, I don't know, jump-started, a little poker in the butt, essentially, in terms of a hot cattle prod, or is he going to be a player's coach and let things settle and figure out what's going on? Because I believe it's just win now.
Oh, well, it's going to be win now, but it's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B in terms of he's going to have to figure out what the hell is going on the Knights penalty kill. That's been awful, and that was very evident last night's loss against Buffalo and through these losses over the last week and a half or so. They're going to need to figure out just the defensive system as a whole. I think that Peter DeBoer, being a player's coach and being a guy that knows how to coach teams to success and has gone through those ebbs and flows of the season, it's not like the teams that he brought to both cup finals were world beaters the entire year. You just have to really take a look at what you have, get to know these players, get their trust before you start shaking everything up, because you don't want to be that guy who said, oh yeah, all of the things you guys were doing before, you know, that brought you all the success, that was wrong, and now this is what I'm doing, and this is what's right. You have to gain the trust of the players, and that might be on an individual-by-individual basis, or it might just, because they're on the road trip, because they're doing this on the fly, they're going to have to do this in-game. But for the first couple games, I'm sure it'll be a little bit of a feel-out system in terms of criticizing players, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see some different systems, but not all at once, because you can't change everything all at once.
Nightcap extra, Vegas Golden Knights making a significant change. Out is Gerard Gallant. Mike Kelly also goes with him. Peter DeBoer in the house and will be ready for Thursday. More dissection with the playmakers and certainly during the nightcap in episodes to come here on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.